Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews Show.
Matthew Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show, Life, Love, and Liberty. It appears on this 25th of September, Friday, that Sean Hannity, in the past 3 years of whiteboarding with Sarah Carter, night after night after night, is proving to be not only substantiated, but something that we are going to have to tackle in order for the country to, in any way, shape, or form, move forward with the hope of justice being preserved. Yes, you have federal agencies taking out private liability insurance on themselves just in case the poop hit the fan and it was ever disclosed that there was, in fact, a staged coup against this president, duly elected president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, 4 years ago. So how deep does the rabbit hole go? You have to ask yourself, and then you have to ask, who's going to execute justice? And what is that going to look like? Because this would actually qualify as an act of treason. So what happens to Barack Obama for participating and leading the charge of a treasonous coup in an attempt to take down a duly elected president of the United States of America? I mean, I know what the law says is acceptable and should occur, but we don't live in a lawful society. So what is that going to look like? That's my personal question. It's one thing to uncover a matter and to see it, but when people do not answer for their crimes, you effectively and officially live in a lawless society. And as that continues on, we cannot sustain that level of societal anarchy in this country with any level of health, be it mental, emotional, or spiritual, much less societal. We're just not going to be a healthy nation without the hammer coming down. Now we see that the Democrats are attempting to, you know, formulate some form of another impeachment charge. I mean, we see where ballots in Pennsylvania and other states have been found in dumpsters, military ballots, and allegedly all of them were for President Trump. I don't know if all of them would have been for President Trump, perhaps, but just dumped in a dumpster. This is war. And it's going to continue to be so past November 3rd. I do hope that you are prepared for that in your heart and in your mind. And I hope that you are ready to execute your highest level of responsibility and duty to this country in electing people who can hold us together. Who can act as the sandbags that we need around the shores of our states right now to ensure that the country's still standing after this hurricane. And that's exactly what it is. Speaking of hurricane, I'm still down on the coast. For those of you who have messaged me to ask if I'm with president today. I am not. I am not in Atlanta. Although I am quite certain that it will be a wonderful turnout. The GOP has done a great job of getting the word out that the president is in town to for Black Voices for Trump, primarily to discuss opportunity zones, Black business leaders, you know, his policies and things that he has championed during his administration, to say, hey, when I asked you 4 years ago, what do you have to lose? And many of you came over to support my presidency. You know, let's take some time to get together and celebrate the very things that I have put in place to allow you to exercise your American privilege. We're all privileged to live here. We have to know that. I mean, and if we lived with that level of gratitude and not envy and jealousy and strife toward one another, the left would have no place to accuse us to each other so that we feel disenfranchised or we feel marginalized or we feel like we're left out, or we covet other people's stuff, other people's opportunities that we're told are not equal. They're not equitable, right? There's a buzzword. Many of you follow me on Facebook. You see that I regularly engage with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jaha Howard. He is a Cobb County School Board member. He's a dentist. He's a pediatric dentist. He is an alleged Christian, a self-avowed Christian. He also believes that the number one threat in the country right now is white supremacy, and this is what he sells on a daily basis on his online platforms to parents who readily adhere to that doctrine. The only way that happens, and the only way your children become indoctrinated to this insanity, this doctrine from hell, this accusation from hell, it's not based in reality. It's not rooted in reality. It's rooted in covetousness and power, in greed, in envy, in jealousy, in strife, in fear. And at the end of the day, folks, it's really rooted in lack of identity. The only way that is allowed to proliferate is if you do not know your identity and you don't pass that on to your children. So you have to pass on your children's identity, both spiritually, both their namesake, as well as it relates to being a part of the fabric of this nation. And what does that mean? And why is that something to champion? Why is that something to be grateful for? Notice I didn't say proud of. I think gratitude is a much higher calling than pride. I understand the national motto, but I think gratitude and excellency and being sure, having a sense of pride, but it has to be shrouded in humility, because the only reason this country has been allowed to prosper to the extent that it has for the past over 200 years in our Constitution, 233 years, the only reason we've been allowed to prosper to the extent that we have and to continue to prosper, to continue to overcome, continue to grow, so that all men and women, all manner of man, are able to execute those and live those unalienable rights, right? That are bestowed, they're granted, they're endowed to us by our Creator, not our founding fathers, but by our Creator, is really because of God's grace. His mercies are new every day. It is because of God's grace. It is because of His vision for this country and for us as citizens of this country to be a light on a hill, to be shelter in the storm, not only for ourselves, but for others. We have in this nation been an apple of God's eye. I do believe that, as are all of His created beings, but we have been positioned for such a time as this as a nation to take the message of the gospel forward unadulterated, to bring liberation to those who are oppressed, and to give God all honor, glory, and thanks. Okay, on that note. I was going to talk about the strippers that the DNC, well, I don't know that it's out of the DNC. I think it is. But
do we get your attention? Good.
So, you're really not going to vote?
Yes, you'll see it on social media likely, but there are strippers. Check this out.
It's clear Black lives don't matter to some of our current elected officials.
If they matter to you, then don't let other people decide who's going to run your community.
Yes, strippers who have been summoned by the party of hashtag MeToo and women are better than men to shake their tushes and to summon people to vote. They are now using women and exploiting women's bodies and sexuality for a vote.
Get your booty to the polls.
So it's here. It's in your face. If it's not your children, it's your girls, it's your women, it's your sex, your sexuality. It is wicked. It is evil. It is not funny. It is not entertaining. It is abysmal. And it's really indicative of a society that is godless, of a godless party, of a completely morally bankrupt underpinning called the Democrat Party. I personally feel like that entire pillar should be wiped from the face of the earth in the way of a party structure. And I believe that our time is coming in which we all know the end game, that God does win. But in the interim, this is a fight for the soul of our brothers and sisters in this country. It is a fight for our own souls to maintain our own level of integrity, be willing, ready, and able, right? The only way you're able to feed, clothe, and shelter people in need, to fulfill the law, all of the commandments which is, you know, and for the Lord to look at you and say, I did know you and thank you for being a faithful servant, even though you did cuss and you cheated on your taxes one time, and yes, you fell short in so many other areas. But when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. You came to visit me in prison. When I needed shelter, you provided that for me as well. It is incumbent upon us as Americans and as conservative Americans and as Christian Americans to continually stand against the forces of oppression for the sole purpose of fulfilling God's commandment to care for one another in this earth. And that means that you don't live broke, busted, and disgusted, and you don't capitulate, and you don't say amen when you should be saying hell no. Okay, have a great weekend. I will be back with you guys on Monday. Be safe out there. Go Dogs. I love you. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one and pick up one of my t-shirts or my coffee mugs that tell you exactly that. You can find that information at MonicaMatthews.com. Sign up for my newsletters there as well. And remember, if you're an American, again, act like one.